My name is Trisha Graff. I'm secretary at the Department of Marine Resources. I oversee the permit bank program as well as the permit bank sector. Just to give you a little bit of background, in order to trade and help and assist sector vessels, you have to be a sector yourself. And the state of Maine doesn't want us to be in a sector due to liability issues, so we formed our own sector with our own permits in it, and that's how we help and assist other sectors. So basically, a lot of people may not know or may know what is a permit bank. Essentially, a permit bank is a collection of fishing permits and the rights associated with those permits that are held by an organization, in this case it's the DMR, for the sole purpose of leasing out the allocation or the fishing privileges associated with those permits. There are a number of permit banks in the New England area, in the New England region. Permit banking was started a few years ago back when we were in a days at sea system. I think it was the Gloucester Community Preservation Fund that was really the first permit bank to form, and their whole purpose was keeping landings in the town of Gloucester, keeping fishing vessels fishing when the days at sea, you basically to keep guys fishing when there was you had to use 2 days at sea to really go fish for 1 day, so differential accounting. But there's a number of different permit banks in the New England area. Some of them are, their goals are to keep landings or fishing boats in certain ports fishing. Other permit banks, their goals are business planning or sustainable fishing methods, or also testing new gear types and gear innovations. But for all intents and purposes, our permit bank is primarily governed primarily governed by a memorandum of agreement with NOAA Fisheries, and basically that agreement details what we can do with the permits in the permit bank. The goal and objective for the state permit bank is to assist small-scale vessels. Small-scale vessels are vessels that are 45 feet and smaller, and that is length overall. And basically, we put the added stipulation on there that you have to land your catch in Maine. So the way that we acquired permits was through the Department of Purchases of the state of Maine. We issued a request for proposal. We issued two of them, and essentially the goal or the evaluation criteria heavily weighted Gulf of Maine species. Obviously, small inshore vessels are going to be fishing in the Gulf of Maine. We knew that a lot of vessels, a lot of the smaller boats, had choke species or species of unhealthy stocks that were restricting them from being able to access more healthier stocks, such as cod, hake, and witch flounder. There's an abundance of pollock out there, but you need the cod and the hake to go with that because there's either discards or it's a mixed fishery. So with the healthy stocks, you need allocation for the other stocks. So our goal was to take and purchase allocations or purchase permits to maximize the allocations of these high value or choke species so that we could give those out to fishermen so they could fully utilize what was on their own permits. Also, when we were buying permits, we took into consideration whether a permit had a scallop IFQ permit on it, because that is also a way to help out fishermen, is leasing scallop IFQ quota, as well as if they had any monkfish permits associated with the multi-species permit. Basically, permits, it's a federal regulation that they can't be split apart, so when you buy a permit, you buy a bundle. So along with some of the permits we bought some monkfish and scallop permits. And monkfish, they're currently considering a catch shares allocation for a catch share management for that species or for that fishery as well. So potentially, any of the monkfish permits that we bought in association with the multi-species permits could provide some value in the future, and we could also lease that allocation out to qualified vessels. We had a panel that was made up of Terry and I, as well as Jeff Smith and Bert Jongerden were on the panel. There was also Senator Rector and Steve Train, a commercial fisherman. I scored all the permits based on price per pound for those important species and Gulf of Maine species, and then we decided by consensus which permits were most competitively priced, and we bought those permits. So the first RFP, we initiated it in the fall of 2010. We had an initial amount of money, pot of money of $3 million. However, we only bought six permits because two big permits that we wanted, the seller backed out. So we ended up purchasing six permits in the first round. Those six permits had a total allocation of around 180,000 pounds on them. One of the permits came with an IFQ permit as well, so we have a little bit of IFQ quota in the bank, scallop quota. But essentially you can see here, these are the six permits and the prices we paid. Most of them came from Maine and a couple from Massachusetts and one from Nova Scotia, or New Hampshire. Apologies, New Hampshire. So you can see this is the breakdown, and there are handouts in the back for you folks if you want to keep some of that information as well. So with those six permits, we were able to assist 15 vessels this past year. We had an auction for our ACE distribution mechanism last year where we had an auction at the Portland Fish Exchange. We leased out 133,000 pounds of quota. There were 13 vessels from the Port Clyde sector and two vessels from the Northeast Coastal Community sector that participated in that auction and fished that fish. Basically, we were the only state, we were a pilot doing this program, we were the only state to get up and running and to be able to assist our vessels, our main state vessels. Other permit banks or other states have been given money, seed money to take and start a permit bank program, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. Massachusetts has chosen to take and turn their money into a revolving loan fund because there already are a number of permit banks in that state. But we were the only state to get up and running and actually be able to help our guys out this past year. So after the first year, we initiated a second RFP last fall, in the fall of 2011. We're currently negotiating contracts, in the process of negotiating these contracts, and we're hoping to buy four more permits. These are the permits that we're hoping to buy. Essentially, we took the remaining balance of $2 million and are going to take and get an additional allocation of about 800,000 pounds. I should mention we do have a remaining balance, and we are trying to see if we can buy one more permit, but I'm not sure if that permit will get into our sector in time to be able to assist the industry, so I'm just going to take and present this information for now, but we are hopeful that we could get one more permit with the remaining balance. So, in total, after buying those, or if the contract negotiations are successful, we'll hopefully have 10 permits with over £1 million in the bank. However, there's an asterisk up there. Many of you know about the situation with cod. Specifications have not been set yet, and they'll be set at the April meeting. So these numbers may be revised. We definitely know that the cod will be revised downwards. We just don't know how far down. However, that just makes the cod even more valuable, as industry members will need every single pound that we have to help them continue the fish next year. So that being said, our draft ACE distribution proposal for this coming year is that, because this coming year is going to be one of the most challenging that the industry has to face, that we're going to take and divide up our quota evenly amongst all the qualified permit holders. Essentially, right now I have 29 names, but rosters have been reopened for two sectors, so individuals still have an opportunity to join a sector, although I'll need to, if there are new names, I will need to know in the next coming weeks. But essentially, we're going to divide up the quota into equal shares. We're still finalizing this plan, but each individual will have a share of that pie, or a share of each stock. And we have to recover some funds. Obviously, we want to allow the industry to lease this quota out at the cheapest price possible, but we do have to recover some funds for program administration, which is about $50,000. However, we have been successful in renegotiating our memorandum of agreement in that if we overcharge, I just don't know how much it's going to cost to administer, we have the ability now to refund the sectors any overpayments. So we're hoping to work with the sector managers to design a system that's going to be easy to use, that's flexible, but also efficient and requires the least amount of my time to oversee, just so I can turn around and give out quota at the cheapest or most economical price possible. So there's three main sectors. We did revise our MOA, and now the sustainable harvest sector now qualifies. So there's three main sectors. that qualify. So in addition to Sustainable Harvest in Port Clyde and Northeast Coastal Communities is Sustainable Harvest. I've got a participant list of 29 people that do want to participate. So with the distribution scheme that we're working with sector managers to develop, we would basically, if there are 29 people, and based on the numbers that we currently have, again, this is asterisk, I mean, we know that these numbers will change. This is the allocation that an individual could possibly look at having given to them. We're trying to develop a demand system or a drawdown system where an individual has this amount of allocation set aside for them, and their sector manager can take and draw down on that allocation once a month. If somebody decides that all they need is the hake and the cod, which we understand that everybody will want to have, if other allocations out there are not utilized, then that can be made available to other fishermen who may need them. Everybody's permit is made up of different allocations of different stocks depending on their fishing history during the allocation period or the qualifying period. So some people may not need certain species and they may want something different. Somebody might have a lot of pollock and somebody may not. So the idea is to make equal shares available at first. Everybody has an equal chance to get at, obviously, the hake and the cod and haddock and the species that every individual will want regardless of what type of gear type they're fishing. But after a few months, we'll probably have a conference call or sit down with the sector managers and see what's on the table that, you know, if they have an idea of, I've got this much pollock that these guys don't want, it can be made available to the other sector members, other individuals. So the idea or the intent is to assist the industry in a fair and equitable way, but also provide the flexibility to allow people to only have to purchase what they really want, and then make what else is remaining there available to others. The goal is to take and have all this fish fished and landed in Maine, but also to keep guys on the water for the coming year, because this next year is going to be a challenge, and moving forward from there is going to be an even bigger challenge. So this is not going to be, basically you want to think of this fish as complementing what you currently have on your permit so you can access what's currently sitting on your permit, and anything that you don't use will be made available to other sector members. So basically, I think that I've covered everything. I'm going to just continue down and let the speakers speak one at a time and just make a statement or have something to say about the permit program, and then we'll take questions after. Is that-